Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money, and here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show. It's literally no one else has had any problems subbing. No one has had any problems subbing. And then the spam guy promised us 109 subs. He's given us one of those subs, has been unable to sub.
You promise us the world, you bring us nothing.
So we don't
processed
like
meat.
We don't like liars. On the stream, we like the people who are loving. Welcome to another week. I bought this. This is my. Look at this.
Can I press it?
Yeah, go on.
Oh.
That's Halloween sorted. My boys love that. Where did you get it from? I don't know. I saw an advert on Facebook. Some hooky site in China. But it's quite solid. Do it again, go on. And like, well, hang on, let's get close up. Let's get, if any of these close-ups work. Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Love it.
Spooky, that. Very spooky.
David Turner says, what you're saying is that a fella called Spam might not be as legit as we first thought. Hang on a second. David Turner, I'm about to make your night. Oh, no.
If you could spell his name correctly.
Arise. Arise, St. Elmo's fire. Arise. You are vipped. You are vipped. Welcome. Now, I didn't tidy up. It's the only funny show on Twitch. Oh, we haven't got the graphic.
What are you playing at, mate?
Oh, did we have the graphic on any of the other screens? Excuse me, the screen's going to go through. Oh, what was that? No, the graphic isn't on any other.
Uh-oh.
Do it again.
Uh-oh.
Excuse us.
Uh-oh.
So I've got to add text. I hate Streamlabs. Oh, no. There it is.
Add that.
There it is. Can you read that?
No, make it bigger. Make it bigger. Bigger still. No, too big. Smaller. Make it smaller. Make it slightly smaller. Too big. Just right.
There we go, guys.
And this is what we wanted.
Now I need my alpha sync.
We're going to put it up.
I don't know if I've got it.
Is it here? Does it go here?
I don't think I've got it. Oh, hang on. Let's go. Got so many. Is it that one? There we go. Add source. There we go. We'll have that up there and that can go there. All right. Welcome. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. And I'm having real technical problems. Here's something I would like to do.
Mm.
Right. And maybe one of you fans can help me with this. I would like the camera at the moment. We're under the stairs. I'm going to show you. I might have buggered up all of these cameras. Hang on. Have I got any of the other cameras on here? I'm going to show you what we're dealing with.
That's not that.
Right, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go here. We're going to go silent for a minute. Let me just copy that. This is what you guys want. Camera 2. I'm going to go silent for a second, so don't tell me we've... you can hear us. Okay, right. So you can hear us now. And then we want video capture. Then we want... No. Not any of those.
Yes.
Which is that one.
No.
Right, it's that one. That's what we want. So I'm going to show you what we're dealing with and you can help, right? So... this is the one with the short cable.
Oh, mate.
So, this is us, right? This is us, and this is what. So we got here. That's the under the stairs. You see? So that's the under the stairs, and then round. Or you can see all of these. There's no passwords on there. There's a picture by our friend Mugger Harris. Look at that! Isn't that great? Love that. I love that. It's inspiration. There's a picture by my good friend Catherine Boyle.
Boom.
There's a picture by my favourite writer, Kurt Vonnegut, and there is the score, 1-1 for Ian and Catherine. News on that in a minute. And this is, then you come back round to us. So we're under the stairs, right? And the camera, something there, right? The camera is on a tripod that is wedged up against the wall, right?
Yes.
It's wedged up against the wall. So here's what I'm thinking I'd like. And I was just looking on Amazon before we came here. This must exist. What I want is a wall mount. Right, I want a telescopic wall mount that camera can sit on, right? And so we can bring it closer if needs be. I've got a little bit of a zoomage on there, don't worry. We can bring it closer if needs be, and we can change the angle. But I want it on a wall mount because it's on a tripod that's wedged up behind there. There's no room on here to put a tripod. Right, there isn't any room. I don't want it in front of this screen. That's pointless. There's no room there. These two monitors are kind of packed up. So I want it, and there's no room behind there. Look how much room we've got behind there. Right, there's no room. So that tripod is wedged. So I would like a wall mount that comes out maybe 10 centimeters and extends to, let's say, 20 centimeters that I can put that camera on, and I can. I want that. Now, I had a little look on Amazon and I couldn't really find what I wanted. But it was just a little look on Amaz.
A tiny little squiz.
So what I don't want from you is... there is a company out there who do them as I was looking at them. Well, that is absolutely zero use to me. What? That's no use. That is no use whatsoever.
Mm.
Like a TV wall mount, says Scott Hatley. No, nothing like a TV wall mount. Like a camera wall mount that is telescopic and can extend from 10 to, let's say, 25 centimetres. Something like that, that you can fit a camera on. No, Benzo, not a bookshelf. See, none of these comments are helpful.
I'm astonished.
Rob says there's a company out there that does them. Apparently so. Kind of like a selfie stick, but that attaches to the wall. So not really like a selfie. Kind of like it, but not it. Right. Now, Flibble says, newer wall mounting boom arm on Amazon. I can guarantee you from my history of following suggestions from people online.
Well,
this will not be.
It might be just the job.
What we want.
It might be the very thing.
This will not be what we want. Okay? So we're going to have a... No. That's not it. That's not it. Because that's a triangle. Why would I want... Whoa! Where does it show? Well, it doesn't matter. I got doxed earlier anyway. Where does it show? Can you see it now? Wall-mounted gimbal is what you need. Depends on the camera. It's a Lumix GH5. Can you see it now? You can't see it now. No. What looks good. No, hang on a minute. We're getting confused. Matty, can you cut that out for me, please? And I'm really sorry because I'm at my wit's end.
Wow.
I'm at my wit's end with this.
How many minutes in?
Seriously. There is a straight model as well. I do not see a straight model. But right, so I'm going to move it over here. This could be it. Photo R professional photography adjustable two section ceiling wall mount mounted boom arm light stand support for studio lighting. That's it, isn't it?
I think it might be.
That is it. But how big is it? It's between 34 centimeters and 54 centimeters. That's too big. 34 centimetres is out here. Too big.
It's the school ruler.
So, but okay, we know it exists. I can look at that tomorrow. Thank you very much indeed. Let's have big up Matty. Can we get a shout out from Matty, please? Who basically keeps every time I screw up and reveal, dox myself. Mason John, Manfrotto. Right, here we go.
Manfrotto single arm section. Manfrotto.
That doesn't sound decent, does it?
Come on.
Let's go to Manfrotto. Now, what did he say? Manfrotto single arm two section. Well, no. Because Manfrotto single arm, but what does it doesn't screw onto the wall, mate. What is this for? What is this for? It doesn't screw on the wall. I want it to screw on the wall. What? What is this rubbish? You're getting very close to timeout. This is a more versatile version of Bogan's single articulated arm.
Ah, I wondered.
A telescopic feature makes... I want that. But it doesn't fix to the wall, you absolute melt. It doesn't fit... time them out, please.
George, mate.
Unfortunately, cat cam is not working.
He's ripping up the rug there.
Because once again, cat cam Streamlabs resets itself every single time. That won't work. Hello. Nope. We can't. Cat cam is dead. Welcome to the show. Tonight we've got Professor Joe Lavens on.
Oh. Finally, some scientific advice we can all rely upon.
How are you?
I'm thumbs up, haps.
So tomorrow, I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to rebuild Streamlabs. And tomorrow, I promise you, a whole load of... A whole load of... We have been sent... We're not going to look at those.
No, let's keep it special. We've been sent some diagrams
for later, and we're going to look at them when it happens. We're going to look at them when it happens.
Because we're going to need some expert guidance on these. They're very complicated.
It's Monday. We're just getting into the vibe. Just getting into the vibe. That's all that's happening. Let's tell you what. Let's play some adverts.
Yes.
Just getting into the vibe. I know what I'm going to do. Play some adverts. Right. I want to... Lots to talk about. I did my step five today.
Yeah. Which for the non-steppers is?
I'm free from a lot of resentment. Looked at all of my resentments. Crossed your name off in the end because I was going to do you last. Crossed your name off because here's the thing. Oh, I nearly got killed the other day.
Oh, yeah. Which one are you going to tell first?
I nearly got murdered the other day, right? So
I'm last night.
It was last night. So I'm driving home. And I'm driving up this lane where road. It's either 40 or 60. I think it was 40 mm-hmm. at night. And there was me and it's one lane going that way, one lane going this way, right?
Yep.
And there was me and the car. There was a car in front, bit of a distance in front, and we were both doing 40, the speed limit. Then a car comes and overtakes, and doesn't overtake me, and pull in front of me. It could have done. It would have been a little bit tight. There was a gap between us, but it wasn't.
It would have
really
caused you to brake.
So instead of doing that, there is a stray hair under the bid. Should we have a little look at that? Let's get a little closer look. Bring in closer. So instead of coming in front of me, he went in front of the car in front of.
Can't stop looking at it now.
Okay, it's fine. It's meant to... All right, I'll get rid of it then. Fine. But in doing so, it was a long old thing. He had to go, Ian, click this. Right, Papa Morph, if this is wrong, you're getting timed out. Time him out. Because it's not telescopic. I looked at that one. How do I know it's not telescopic? Because one of these will say fixed height. Fixed height. It's not telescopic. Time him out, please. Time him out.
Outrageous.
Time him out. And was pulling up, not quite parallel with the car in front. He was sort of about half and half. A car started coming from the other way.
Ooh.
But he was in the other lane, completely in the other lane. And he didn't. So I slowed down so that he had room if he wanted to come back. He didn't. He sped up. So that he could go
in front
of this
towards the oncoming vehicle.
So that he could go in front of the car. And the car coming towards him had to swerve. And it was terrifying. Right, about 15 minutes later, I found myself behind him again. Right? Because mm-hmm. he obviously got stuck. It was like a lot of country lanes and stuff. But some roads where it's like 40 and some where it's 60. But it's in the country. And he'd obviously got stuck behind his car. So we're then on this road that gets a bit bigger. It's called the Wendover Bypass.
Oh, I know that.
And it's loads of accidents on there. It's 60, but so many accidents because it's like a lane. A lane is like a lane and a half wide. So people will try and overtake it like 70, 80, but then they hit something on the other side and if someone else is, oh, it's a horrible road. But so I'm behind him. And hit my full beam right. To say it's about 15 minutes later. Say you're a twat, right? Soon as I hit the main beam, oh my God, He slammed his brakes on and then drove off again. And then he did a skid and turned and blocked the road. Now, he's driving...
He's on the Wendover bypass.
Yes, sir.
Flipping it.
He's driving a Fiat 500. It's a tiny, small car.
Or Quado.
And he blocked it. And then he gets out of the car. And he is big. He's short. He's about 5'10", squat, but muscular. And not muscular like he goes to the gym 2 or 3 days a week. Like a bodybuilder muscular. Shaved head. Tats.
Like a muscly thumb.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What are you have? And he's walking towards my car, right? I shit it. And I was like, I had to slam my brakes on, so I'm very close to his car. So I managed to undertake his car, and I'm going to say it, I sped off, and I drove fast, because I was scared.
Mm-hmm. Now, this guy's loco. He's stopped on the bypass. It's insane.
A few other cars on the road, so I kind of managed to get in front.
I think you're right, Shorty McStompy.
Get in front of them. I didn't break the speed limit, and I overtook safely. Then I see him thundering up behind me, right? And he's speeding to catch up to me because he stayed kind of parked for about 10 seconds. He's speeding. Then we get to a roundabout, right? And I wanted to go straight because that would take me towards closer to my home. I thought, no, I'm not going straight. I'm going to turn right towards Aylesbury.
Yeah.
So I turn right around this roundabout and he tries to go outside me to go round. And then there's one point where I'm like this and he's coming to me like this on a roundabout. So I then had to put my foot down to get out of the way. And then he's just hanging behind me and he puts his main beam on. So I slow down a bit and he takes his main beam off. And then just as I do that, yes, mate, my legs were shaking. I was bricking myself now. And so he's following me for a couple of miles. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And I used my phone while I was driving. I'm not proud, but look for a police station. There was one literally half a mile away.
Yeah.
So we get into this police station, and so I then turn right into the police station, but it's kind of through this sort of dark lane, and you have to go around. And of course, this was about, I don't know, half eight, I don't know what the time was, on a Sunday night, so it's dark. Police station shut. And there's a barrier, right, to the police, which I think was to the police station, but I'm not totally sure because I've never been there before. But there was a barrier, and there was an intercom. So I pulled up at the barrier, and I pressed the intercom. And he's followed me. And he pulls up right behind me, so I can't go anywhere.
Mate.
I'm thinking, oh, no, man. And he comes up to the car, and I couldn't work it out to lock the door. I did the window up, but I couldn't work it out to lock the door. I'm thinking, God. And he stood there. What's your... Lena says, Dominic Littlewood must be stopped. What's your effing problem? I said...
Your problem?
I said, mate, you were driving like a prick. No, I wasn't. I'm trained to drive like that. And he's wearing a London Fire Brigade t-shirt. I got a lot of respect for the fire service guys. This is I've got a lot of respect.
I don't think they do undercover firework, do they?
No.
So in a Fiat 500?
No.
No, just checking. I should Google that.
He said, I didn't break the speed limit. I said, yes, you bloody well did. He said, no, I didn't. And I'm trained to drive like that. I'm in control of my car. Why did you flash your headlights at me?
I'm trained to illuminate.
Then the anger is, I'm scared, right? Because I'm in a dark alley by a closed police station with someone roidy, right? But I wound down the window. I said, what? I flashed the lights because you're driving like a prick, mate. He said, I'm trained to drive like that. You have got to change your attitude.
Wow.
Don't like being followed, do you? I said, no, of course I don't like being followed. And then he went to walk away. And I said, you need to effing calm down, mate. And he turned and he came up to the car and he said, oh, I'm calm. Trust me. If you ever see me when I'm angry, you'll know it. And I was really scared. Then he gets back in his car and he has to do a 3-point turn. Now, as he did a 3-point turn, I got out of my car with the phone and I'm taking pictures of his car. Didn't get a picture of him. Got a picture of his car. And then he pulled out and turned right. And then I pulled out and turned right. And then I'm behind him at some more traffic lights.
God.
So then I make a big deal of getting my phone and obviously taking pictures, right? And he, of course, then when the lights go green, he just sits there loving it. Loving it. And then this is when it gets insane, right? And then I don't know. I did it because I was scared and I felt emasculated. And I felt... I wanted to do something to get some of the power back. So I rammed into the back of it. No, I didn't. I wanted to do something so that I could go away feeling I had somehow
resolved it.
Something.
Yeah.
So then we're driving along the road next to each other. And I wound down the window and I'm bibbing him. And he's ignoring me and I'm bibbing him. And he winds down the window. And I said... I'd like to apologise to you.
Right.
Hoping he'll go, you know what, mate, I was out of order as well. I'm really sorry. That would have done it. That would have done it. He went, I accept your apology, so what? So then I say, come on, man. You know you were driving like a C. Well, I wasn't. And I'm laughing, going, come on, man. Just admit you were driving like a C. I was not driving like a C. You were driving like an absolute idiot. I'm trained to drive like this.
Oh, come on.
Oh, mate, come on. You know you were driving like a C. Just say it. All I need is for him to say, Joyce got to sleep. He's driving like a C, and that's it, it's over.
I mean.
I want a little bit of humanity. And then he lets me go.
Right. First of all, no one is trained to drive a Fiat 500 like a C. Secondly, he surely has cut enough people out of cars to know that you do not drive like a C. Thirdly, I'm going to say it. It sounds roidy.
It felt roidy. It felt cokey. Felt that very dark. I mean,
the only thing missing was, and my dad's a boxer.
Yeah, a very dark, vibe. And I felt... upset, I was angry, I was scared, say emasculated, and I tweeted it and blocked everyone. I tweeted it, I was really, when I was still shaking, so tweets were, the spelling was over, so everyone that said, can we get a proofreader block? So then Kath phoned me up because she read the tweets, you're right. I said, I just don't know what to do. And it was going to sit on me. So she suggested calling the police. I went, no, I'm not going to call the police. What are they going to do? And then I went, actually, no, I'm going to do it.
Here's why I suggested you call the police. Because he's obviously used to behaving like that, right? If he's done it to you, he's doing it to other people.
Yeah.
And he's probably getting away with it. Because everyone does that thing. It's like if you're in a horrible situation, right? First thing you do is get out safely. And then you kind of tell yourself it's over and forget all about it. But the thing is, that allows that behaviour to continue. And he's obviously used to chucking his considerable weight around. So, you know, if he's done it to you, he'll do it to someone else. He'll slip up again. Also, he could have killed someone.
I called up the police. Guess what the police officer's name was?
PC Plum, I found your doggy.
His name was Ian, and instantly I felt at one. And I said, look, this sound is all, I did a 101.
Was it Ian Plum?
Yes, it was. And I said, look, this, I feel silly saying this out loud, but this is what happened. And he took it all down. Now, here's the thing. So I gave him the number plate, description of the guy, all of that stuff. And he took, and I thanked him at the end, said, thank you for taking this seriously. And he said, no, that's what we do. But they're not going to do anything about it. They're not going to, you know, trace the car and go and knock on his door. What they will do is keep his details on record. He spelt it I-A-M, Mandy. They'll keep his details on record. If that number plate comes up again, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
And I complained to London Fire Brigade as well, because I tweeted them and they sent me a link to
also complain. He's using his flipping professional qualifications as an excuse to bully, so no.
So that is what happened. And it was horrible. It was horrible.
Imagine a colleague with that temper.
Yeah.
Imagine a partner with that temper.
Now, and this is why it ties into my step five.
Oh.
Right. Because a lot of the step five is looking at resentment. Mm-hmm. Step four and five, step four, you write down the resentments that you've got.
Yeah.
So I've got resentments with the people that abused me in the Cubs and with my mum and dad and with all, you know, all kinds of people. And the trick of it is you write down what the resentment is and how it's affected you. Mm-hmm. And what the categories are, it's affected your pride, your ambition, financially, sexually. There's a couple of other kind of categories, right? And you tally it all up. And then my sponsor says, all right, so that's your resentment towards... Let me think of one. Okay, I had a resentment towards talk radio.
Yeah.
Right. And one thing I was able to do, I also have resentments with various people in talk radio, Dan Wooten and Julia and Denny and James, right? And as we were talking, I went, actually, do you know what? These four people, I can put them all into this talk radio thing. They're all, you know, kind of much of a muchness. And the resentment is, it doesn't quite work for talk radio. It doesn't quite work for talk radio. Anyway, what you learn by looking at your resentments,
mm-hmm.
he then says, okay, so that's how you feel about that, how that person treated you. Now, what was your part in it? What? Talk radio one doesn't quite work. What was your part in it? What do you mean? And we use the example of this guy, right?
Yeah.
So he talks about it. He said, what was your part in it? What was your involvement that made that happen? I said, well, there wasn't any. So he was driving like a prick. He went, right. Were you in danger? I said, not really. I said, right. And then you caught up with him, what, 15, 20 minutes later? I said, yeah. And what did you do? I flashed him, right. So for those 15, 20 minutes, you've been holding on to that anger and you flashed him. What would have happened if you hadn't have flashed him? He wouldn't have stopped in the road and then followed me and then threatened me outside a police station.
Yeah.
So the lesson is learning to let it go. He's learning to let it go. You're angry with him because of what he did afterwards. He didn't do anything to me before, apart from do a shitty overtake.
Yeah.
That was it. And if I'd have let that go, if I'd have just thought, oh, what a tosser, or I'd have prayed on it, or done the serenity prayer, or called you and said, if I'd have called you, I'd just been overtaken by this tosser.
He would have gone.
I think when I catch up with him, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. You'd have probably said, is that the best idea?
Mm.
Just let it go.
But.
Go on.
Then he goes around behaving like that, thinking it's okay.
It's not my business.
Oh.
It's not my business.
But then if everyone does that...
But he hadn't done anything to me.
Mm.
He hadn't done anything to me apart from a really bad, dangerous overtake that actually wouldn't have impacted me.
Hmm. Maybe.
No, but when you get it... And it does apply to Gaunty as well. But when you... If I hadn't have caught up with him, I didn't chase him, but I caught up with him. If I hadn't have flashed him, the next 30 minutes wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have felt ashamed and emasculated and violated and threatened and scared. And I wouldn't have had to call the police. None of that would have happened.
Hmm.
None of that would have happened. You can't quite see it.
I can.
And if he had gone off and threatened someone else at a later date, that's nothing to do with me. That isn't anything to do with me.
Mm.
If it hadn't have happened to me. It is something to do with me now because it happened to me. But it isn't anything to do with me if he does it next week.
Mm.
And I hadn't have. If he did it last week, didn't he? It's nothing to do with me. And it's not about being an irresponsible citizen. I don't want a dash cam. I keep saying get a dash cam. I don't want a dash cam.
Oh, I had a dash cam because I had a dodgy thing happen to me. Of course, nothing ever happened again. Except I was worried that the dash cam wasn't working.
And just quickly, because we don't want to talk about John Gaunt too much. But, right, so I've got a copyright strike against me on YouTube because I've got a clip of him. And I've appealed that. And it will the copyright strike will go because what I was doing was fair dealing. But why was John Gaunt slagging me off on his show?
Well, that's an eternal conundrum, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's because I keep prodding him. Because I keep prodding him. Keep going on that forum.
Because you haven't forgiven him for what he did before.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think it all falls back to me saying something complimentary, but constructively critical about his podcast, which he took the wrong way. And that's kind of where it's all escalated. Everything that he has done towards me since, including slagging me off on his podcast, all of that. That's because every time he does something, I go back and prod him.
Yeah.
Now, if I stop prodding him now, will he stop doing those things? Possibly. Possibly eventually. Maybe not. But it doesn't...
But that's on him.
It's on him. And I couldn't give a fig about what he thinks about me. Doesn't like me, thinks this show is rubbish, thinks, you know, you're a silly girl, thinks the numbers are dropping, thinks, you know, thinks it's shameful that I'm asking for you're out of the shot a little bit, let's get you. Thinks it's shameful that I'm asking for work, all of that stuff, right? Paul, I'm going to call you back in a second. His opinion.
I don't think he really thinks those things at all.
I don't care.
I think it all comes from his own resentment.
But even that doesn't matter.
Mm.
What his opinion of me is, or what he says his opinion of me is, they're both the same thing, really.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with you.
It's absolutely nothing to do with me. It has no impact. I don't care about his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go, oh, God, John Gaunt thinks it's embarrassing that I'm asking for coverage. I don't care. I have taken pleasure in prodding him and winding him up and feeling that it is my righteous right to do that because he's been rude about me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't care that he's been rude about me, then why, what righteousness is there in going back at him? There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. So a lot of the nonsense that Gaunt has been sending to me, and this applies in so many things, but someone mentioned him and it is kind of a current thing. A lot of it is that's come to me has come because I have flashed my headlights at him. After he's been a twat, I flash my headlights at him. He's blocked the road. If I hadn't flashed my headlights at John Gaunt,
you wouldn't have blocked your road.
He wouldn't have blocked the road. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that freeing?
Mm.
Isn't that freeing? This is what I learnt today. Doing step 5. So my plan there is just to get the strike taken off of my channel by appealing the copyright thing and then leaving it. He can say whatever he wants to say about me because I don't care. It has no impact on me. It has no impact on the money I make, on our relationship. The only impact is we've just spent 10 minutes talking about it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing I learned today is all of these resentments I've got towards people is to look at my part in it. Some of them, it's not my fault. There are a couple. The talk radio one, it's why I backed out of telling you that, because it's a little bit, it's not quite, doesn't quite work like that. But nearly all of them, 80% of them, I had played a part.
Yeah.
In either instigating it or prolonging it and making it worse.
Yeah, and I don't think you're unusual in doing that.
No.
I think we all do it.
Yes. Yes. It's an incredible experience, incredible kind of experiment. You write down the name of someone you've got a resentment with, what that resentment is. I've had Russell Brand talk to me about this. It's in his book.
Well, and he did that nice video about that whole thing about, and I say it all the time, other people's behaviour is nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Your reaction to it is under your control. The rest of it is down on them.
It's in his book, and he's spoken personally to me about it. Write down the name of the person, what the resentment is. I don't like, you know, Steve, because Steve didn't return my call 5 weeks ago. How does it affect you? I can't remember the things. It's like personally, pride, sexually, ambition. There's about seven different things. And then we kind of look at it and go, okay, what is my part in this, being completely honest? Is it because 6 weeks ago I said Steve was a twat in a joke, but he wasn't in the right frame of mind? It's not always, you don't always have fault in it, but actually more times than not, you've got fault in it. Isn't it?
Gosh.
Isn't it? What a day!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.